And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 21st of October, 2017. It's the birthday of Ursula K. Le Guin, born in Berkeley, 1929. Her mother was a psychologist. Her father was an anthropologist, Alfred Kroeber, sometimes called the Dean of American Anthropologists. He researched Native American cultures. And so Ursula grew up with Native American myths. When she was young, over the course of 10 years, she wrote 5 novels, none of which were published. Publishers thought the writing was too remote. So she began to write science fiction. And in the genre of science fiction and fantasy, she's been incredibly prolific for the last 4 decades, publishing more than 100 short stories, 20 novels, 11 children's books. Best known for her Earthsea books, a fantasy series taking place in a world populated by wizards and dragons. Ursula Le Guin's advice to writers was to stay focused, and if you have a hard time staying focused, maybe you shouldn't be writing what you're writing. If you lack motivation, maybe writing is not what you should be doing. If writing bores you, that's pretty fatal. It was on this day, 1879, Thomas Edison finally hit on the idea for a workable electric light. People have been trying to make them since the 1820s. They'd chosen the wrong material for the filament. They chose platinum. And Edison tried carbonized cotton thread, a carbon filament that worked very well, and then he came up with a tungsten filament that lasted even longer. One of the effects of the invention of the electric light is that people sleep less than they used to. They used to sleep about 9 hours a night. Since then, it's been about 7.5. And sleep researchers show that if people are deprived of electric light, they'll go back to 9 hours a night. Here's a poem for today by Mary Jo Salter. We'll always have parents. It isn't what he said in Casablanca. And it isn't strictly true. Nonetheless, we'll always have them, much as we have Paris. They're in our baggage, or perhaps our baggage of the old-fashioned type before the wheels, which we remember when we pack for Paris, or don't remember. Paris doesn't know if you're thinking of it, neither do your parents, although they say you ought to visit more, as if they were as interesting as Paris. Both Paris and your parents are as dead and as alive as what's inside your head. Meanwhile, those lovers, younger every year because with every rerun we get older, persuade us less for all their cigarettes and shining unshed tears about the joy of Paris blurring in their rearview mirror, that they've surpassed us in sophistication. Granted, they were born before our parents, but don't they seem by now, Bogart and Bergman, like our own children? Think how we could help. We could ban their late nights, keep them home the whole time, and prevent their ill-starred romance. Here's looking at us, kid. You'll thank your parents. A poem by Mary Jo Salter, We'll Always Have Parents, from her collection The Surveyors, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Fox Searchlight, presenting the new film Goodbye, Christopher Robin, about Winnie the Pooh author A.A. Milne and his son, whose toys inspired the classic tales, starring Donald Gleason and Margot Robbie, now playing select theaters everywhere, November 3rd. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.